live with the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
COVID-19 is spreading across our state, whether you're in the city or a one-stoplight town.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
All the latest agriculture news and market information every weekday in the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com, and in the right-hand column, click on subscribe to the daily email, and we'll meet up in your inbox.
Well, recapping 2020 can be summarized rather optimistically for Michael Kelsey, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Among one of the many lessons learned in 2020 was the enhanced opportunities to connect producers with consumers.
We started to get a lot of calls from consumers here in Oklahoma asking for ranchers that sell beef directly to consumers for several reasons. Number one, we all remember that the grocery store, in large part, a lot of grocery stores were bare of beef because of the disruption in the beef supply chain. But we also saw consumers were at home. We went into lockdown and so forth, so they were at home. They had more time to cook. Many of them wanted to explore cooking. We saw that in beef demand. Beef demand in 2020 remained very, very strong. And so we put together a direct consumer list, a direct beef to consumer list. When we released that list on a Thursday about 8:30, by about 5 o'clock that evening, we had over 5,000 hits on that website alone. And since then, it has just continued to grow. And many of our members have either advanced their business, they were already selling a little beef directly to consumers and they've had an opportunity to grow, or we've had a lot of new members come into a new part of the business selling directly. And that's a great opportunity for them. And again, some of these producers are large, sell a lot of cattle, not only to consumers, but also directly into the marketing, the beef supply market. But we've also got some members who you and I might call small producers, 5-10 head, and they're doing that as well. And it's helped them to gain some of that market share. And that's a great thing. So that's one thing that COVID has taught us and given us an opportunity to directly connect better and closer to the consumer.
Looking ahead, the OCA has their winter policy meeting coming up on January the 26th. Kelsey says, I think there's great opportunity for everyone in the Oklahoma beef industry in 2021. Well, the USDA says grocery store prices rose 5.6% higher in June of 2020 compared with June of last year. Retail prices rose for all food at home categories except for fresh fruits. Many of the increases were a result of the coronavirus. COVID-19 disrupted the supply chains of multiple commodities and affected consumers' food spending patterns. That put upward pressure on wholesale and retail food prices. Closing schools and stay-at-home orders in the spring of 2020 resulted in the dairy industry switching from supplying products for schools and restaurants to supplying products for grocery stores and other food-at-home retailers. Beef also suffered from supply chain disruptions. Decreased slaughter volumes because of COVID-19 led to a bottleneck in supply, which boosted those prices. Retail beef and veal prices in June of 2020 were 25% higher than in June of 2019, while pork and poultry prices increased 11.8% and 8.7% respectively. You've got farm news on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale a week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service that is best, call OKC West.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.